chapter 4, verse 9 from the English Standard Version. It says, "In this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world." That's Jesus, by the way. "So we might live through him." Amen and amen. Some encouragement here today. 1 John 4:9. Friend, welcome to the first Sunday of March 2018. How are you? So good to see you. Good. Kick your shoes off. Take your coat off. Let's fellowship. Let's spend some time in Jesus' name. Hey, it's this Sunday, March 4th, 2018. My name is Joey Kroll, and this program is called Sunday Worship. If you're unfamiliar with the program, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I'll tell you what, looking at what we got going on here for the next 30 minutes, I know, that you'll be blessed here through your radio speakers here for the next 30 minutes as we prepare our hearts and minds on Jesus. Here's Fernando Ortega. "Come, let us worship and bow down," here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Come, let us worship and bow down, kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down, and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down, and kneel before the Lord. Let us worship and bow down, and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. He is our God, he is our God. We are the people of his pasture. He is our God, he is our God. We are the sheep of his hand. Come, let us worship and bow down, and kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
Well, that's right. You are listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship, friend. I pray that you have yourself a wonderful week. Let's get ready for another week. Hey, happy Sunday. My name is Joey Kroll, and I came across this quote that has so much, what's the word I'm looking for? A lot of weight to it. You know, because we know in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it tells us that God demonstrated his own love for us. In this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I mean, that's talking about some great love that the Lord has for us. And I saw this quote. It's so beautiful. It says, Jesus loves you so much that you have never lived an unloved day in your life. Listening to Sunday Worship.
Bless the Lord forever.
Talk about a beautiful song, Merriam-Webster, and Made Me Glad. Well, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you on us back on December 25th, 1868. American President Andrew Johnson signed Proclamation Number 179, which would later become known as the Christmas Pardon. And in this law, President Johnson granted full pardon and amnesty for the offense of treason committed against the United States during the last Civil War. And the pardon was total and unconditional. Every offender was covered, and it restored all the rights, privileges, and immunities granted by the land. It was an opportunity for all affected Americans during that time to start anew with a clean slate. Friend, when Jesus Christ was born here on this earth, it marked the real Christmas pardon through Jesus. And God grants a more encompassing pardon for all. See, the presidential pardon only granted clemency to specific offenses, but God's forgiveness covers all sin. 1 John 1:9 tells us if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He will make us spiritually clean.
Lord, I come to you. Let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in you. And Lord, I've come to know the weaknesses I see. By the power of your love. Hold me close. Let your love surround me. Bring me near. Draw me to your side.
Beautiful, holy, set-apart name of Jesus. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll spending some time here with you. I got my cup of coffee here, nice and hot. Need it just to keep you warm. Well, like many, I have a drawer full of socks, and I'll tell you what, I love to say that all of them are matched without holes. In fact, there are some times I wear some of the socks with holes, and I pray that I don't have to take my shoes off when I visit anyone's house, you know. So anyways, in some cultures, to come into the house with your shoes on is a dishonor to the host. Think about that. Because really, after cleaning, sweeping, vacuuming, I'm sure they don't want mud being tracked into their home. I mean, really. It's best that we check the dirt and mud at the door, right? But friend, the same applies when we come to the throne room of Almighty God. We cannot carry our dirty, muddy sin into His presence and expect Him to be okay with it. Psalm 66:18 says, "If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened." Friend, are you holding on to something that displeases the Lord, really? Ask Him to forgive you of it. Let it go. Turn from it and run to Him. Ask Him to cleanse you from whatever it is that prevents you from having that true, sweet fellowship with Him. Let's not track dirt into God's throne room.
Save that thou art.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
And I fall to my knees, so it's you that they see, not I. Jesus, you be lifted high. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that is really the heartbeat of this radio ministry, the heartbeat of this radio program. May Jesus be lifted high. That's Michael W. Smith here in today's edition of Sunday Worship. You're on Great News Radio. I hope you're having yourself a wonderful weekend. And that clock over there is telling me that my time is winding down here on the radio program with you today. You can always catch up with me. I love to get an email from you from time to time. Yeah, joey@greatnewsradio.org. Well, Mark Burns, he's back in town. He'll be back in the saddle tomorrow for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.